This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is out this morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. 2 days of hearings and the commission investigating the attacks of September 11th is now left with two very different views of what was done in the Bush and Clinton administrations to deal with the terrorist threat. The commission heard competing testimony from top government officials, some pointing fingers at the Clinton team for not doing enough, others pointing at the current administration. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The most damning testimony of the day came from former White House counterterrorism chief Richard Clark, who made a big splash this week with a new book criticizing the current administration's efforts to fight terrorism.
I believe the Bush administration in the first 8 months considered terrorism an important issue, but not an urgent issue.
Clark told the panel that the Bush team largely ignored his proposals to take aggressive action against al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. He said it wasn't until after the attacks that many of his suggestions were taken seriously.
When you recommend an air defense system for Washington before there's been a 9/11, people tend to think you're nuts. And I got a lot of that. You know, when the Clinton administration ended, 35 Americans had died at the hands of al-Qaeda over the course of 8 years. And a lot of people said, behind my back and some of them to my face, why are you so obsessed with this organization?
The White House vehemently denies Clark's charges, saying that it took counterterrorism very seriously from day one, and that it was in fact developing a new comprehensive anti-terrorism strategy at the time of the attacks. Indeed, the bipartisan commission heard testimony about extensive efforts by both the Bush and Clinton administrations to come to grips with the terrorist threat. But the panel also heard how almost all of those efforts failed. CIA Director George Tenet told the commission that attempts to kill or capture Osama bin Laden in the years prior to the attacks were hampered by a lack of actionable intelligence. Tenet said many serious questions had to be answered before such an attack could be launched.
What was the track record, reliability, and certainty of this reporting? What do we know about the reporting source? Will the target be there long enough to take action, since launching a cruise missile is 4 or 6 hours away? It's not retargetable on the way in. What are the implications for collateral damage? Where is the target?
And in fact, the U.S. launched only one strike against bin Laden, immediately after he was linked to the 1998 bombings of two embassies in Africa. In a report released yesterday, the commission's staff also revealed that there was a bureaucratic disagreement between the CIA and the National Security Council over whether the CIA had been given the authority to kill bin Laden or just to capture him, with the CIA taking the latter interpretation. Tenet bristled at criticism by Clark and others that this was just a sign of his agency being overly cautious in going after the al-Qaeda leader.
Nobody ever talks about assassinations frivolously, ever. The idea that, you know, that they're risk-averse, couldn't get the job done, weren't forward-leaning. I'm sorry, I've heard those comments, and I just categorically reject them.
Tenet said he didn't think the 9/11 attacks would have been prevented if Osama bin Laden had been captured or killed beforehand. The chairman of the commission, former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane, said it was clear from the testimony that there were many policy failures prior to the attacks, especially involving communications between law enforcement and intelligence agencies. He said what wasn't clear is the validity of Clark's assertion that the Bush administration didn't consider terrorism to be an urgent issue.
We got some conflicts here. And as a commission, we just got to go over the various testimony, over the various conflicts, and come out where we come out.
The panel has until July 26th to produce its final report, including its recommendations on how to avoid similar attacks in the future. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.